At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back in on a Victory Monday on the Drive. And I think after the last 2 weeks and then going on the road and beating the Indianapolis Colts the way you did, not only is the division back within striking distance right now, but I think you got to look at this team differently. I think you got to look at this team as not just a, ooh, maybe they could make the playoffs. Like, I think this is a team, when you look at the field and you look at the rest of the AFC, this is a team that has a chance to do damage, that has a chance to be able to do something in the playoffs. So I think this was a huge, huge, I think, season-changing win against the Colts. When you back up the game against the Bills, you go on the road and do that, because that's what they're right now, and we'll see. The division, like I said, is still now alive, but right now you're probably going to have to go on the road, and that was a big road win against a playoff contender right now that you're facing. So big win for the Texans, and then they got a chance to put the nail in the coffin of the Kansas City Chiefs this year, as they will play them Sunday Night Football coming up this week. A lot to get to that. But let's do our Man Eye Institute players of the game. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can send your text in as well. Our Man Eye Institute players of the game. Man Eye Institute, see life better. Tyler, let's start with you. Who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game? By the way, Tyler, no hat. Hair looks beautiful. I don't know. Don't know why you take this away, man. You didn't put product in.
I didn't.
I mean, look at him. It looks good, man.
Appreciate it.
Why do you cover that? God, man. It's ridiculous, man.
Over the holiday, really, I wasn't wearing a hat a lot, and my family was like, what's going on? Yeah, so, man, I'm trying it out.
Yeah, it's really selfish, to be honest with you, that you just cover that up. Anyway, who's your player of the game?
I got to go with a guy who was a pivotal factor in the Texans getting this dub, and he was pivotal in my fantasy team hopefully getting a win after tonight's Monday Night Football game. It's Nico Collins. He had 5 receptions for 98 yards, and, of course, the one rushing touchdown, fourth quarter or so, that helped propel the Texans to victory. I go with Big Nico for my player of the game this week.
I like Nico Collins. I like the it's just quiet, ain't it? I mean, he damn near had 100 yards.
And a rushing touchdown.
We're doing a post game last night, and I hear Sean say, yeah, I almost had 100 yards. He's like, man, ain't no way. Didn't even get close. And you go, oh, yeah, you know, he really did. He had 98, and they start looking and go, this play, that play, the 21-yard slant to start with, the play where he stepped out of bounds, it should have been a touchdown. You're like, damn. I mean, that was a quiet day, right? I mean, it's just typical Nico to go out there and have a really good day and do it quietly to where, you know, there's not really getting the love that he deserves, which is Nico in a nutshell, really, until the end of the season. You look like the stats he's put up are crazy. I like Nico in this one as well.
Got him in the running game, too.
Yeah,
they get the touchdown. Yeah, that was it was a big time performance. Toby coming up saying, "Give me Sting, zero catches on him yesterday," mm-hmm. and then he broke up the one that ended up being the last effort for the Colts. All right, who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Woody Marks, y'all. This is kind of a little outside the box thinking here because I think he had 19 rushes. I think was it 19 or was it 16? What did he do? What did he end up with? Let me see. I think it was 19 rushes for 64 yards, 3.4, no touchdowns. It's not about the overall game. It's about two things. One, clearly his foot is hurt. Clearly they took him in and did something to get him back on the field. But the fact that he's, with this foot injury, a running back, going out there and doing what he's doing and not coming off the field and fighting for reps and getting 70-plus percent of the reps, that, number one, that's the kind of toughness that we need. I'm tired of seeing guys make a play and tap their head and go to the damn sideline. It's good to see a guy that you know, obviously dealing with something, and he refuses to come off the field. I absolutely love it, number one. Number two, the run that sealed it late. I mean, we're seeing a guy that, one, they're committing to, but we're seeing a talent at the running back position that doesn't need everything blocked up front perfectly in order to make impact plays. He's not going for 100 yards, but he's making impact plays. And last week it was the fourth down and third down,
multiple
carries where he made somebody miss in the backfield. You know, this week it's just, you know, making that little bit of a cutback and going and getting that first down that ultimately should have allowed us to put a knee in it, but we decided we was going to hand it to him a few more times and get him hit. But just – Woody Marks is he's my guy for toughness and timeliness.
Yeah. Woody really helping this team big time. Like you said, man, he got hit where it would have been a 1 yard gain, and then he just kept his balance, yep, and kept and rolling, and next thing you know it was 8 yards. So big time performance from him. My Man Eye Institute player of the game is Dalton Schultz. His physicality is – he ain't going to be confused as the most physical guy. But that was great execution and a good design from Nick Caley on the touchdown. He is the lead blocker for Nico Collins and escort him to the end zone for that touchdown, which ultimately became the difference. And then he had 7 catches for timely yards, first downs, drew a pass interference penalty in the end zone or near the end zone on their opening drive. So I think Dalton Schultz, his physicality and just being there, and he's not going down easy, right? Like he turned a couple of – I'm watching that block right now. Boy, he went and got 2 of them. He's not going down. He turned a couple of what should have been 4 or 5 yard gains to 8 or 9, which I thought was big time. So shout out to Dalton Schultz. He looks like a different player.
Well, he's on pace.
What he said.
He's on pace without a doubt to have his best year as a Texan, and potentially, what year was that in Dallas? His last or 2021 in Dallas. You know, he went for over 800 yards. I mean, that's the only year that's going to be better than what he ends up totaling this year, I would imagine. And so he's got a chance to clip that as well if he's got a couple of good performances and can stay healthy down the stretch. So you can argue right now that Dalton Schultz is off to potentially a career year, and I think the biggest part of what Dalton Schultz brings to the table that really stands out is the physicality that he has just decided. Clearly what we talked about last year was justified because you're seeing a whole different player this year and how he attacks the position.
Yep. So shout out to him, the coaches, the expectation change, but Dalton Schultz, big-time performance yesterday as well. All right. Remember, coming up at 3 o'clock, we will hear from the people and get back to the Texans. But we gotta discuss what was the biggest overall story, it seemed like, over the weekend, Clinton. That's Lane Kiffin. You got any issue? You got any issues with how things were handled by Lane Kiffin? We'll discuss that coming up next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.